There was a cool event that took place here on campus just recently. The UMD Women's Resource and Action Center held a workshop about consent, and it was called I Heart Consent. Now, realizing that I'm of a certain age and a certain kind of Minnesotan, it's going to take a lot of bravery for me to actually talk about this. And the fact that it's hard for people to talk about is the entire reason, or one of the reasons, behind the event. Jade Morse joins us this morning. She's an intern with the Women's Resource and Action Center. Hey, Jade, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us. So let's talk about what the I Heart Consent event was all about. Consenting to what?
So consent can mean anything from, you know, having a hug to any kind of sexual interaction where both parties are really wanting it. It's an affirmative yes means yes, consent is what we talked about. Affirmative consent is, you know, we always hear like yes means yes, and but what's really pushing is like getting rid of that ambiguous no, or not really having that, like, silence doesn't mean consent, and like consent is super sexy. Let's be real.
Well, because that was a very difficult. That's a difficult conversation. I see young people much more comfortable with dealing, especially women. Young women are so much more comfortable dealing with these sorts of things head on. Because, of course, back in the day, and even my generation thought we were, you know, really liberated. But it, you know, if you really weren't sure, or you didn't want to, but, you know, you didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. And so there was a lot of ambiguity around everything from, you know, you want to be in a lip lock for the next 15 minutes to, you know, actually whether or not you're going to spend the night. We were really scared to talk about it in plain language. What are some of the problems that have evolved from that kind of an attitude?
So let me think. A few of the problems that kind of can, like, come out of that is just everyone has the right to assert themselves and assert, like, their rights. So there's part of the workshop, we had this zine called Learning Good Consent. And in that, they had a person's Bill of Rights, which, let's see, you are able to assert yourself in whatever situation. You have the right to do it without fear. You have the right to kind of your own health. You have the right to your own health. You have the right to, for your limits to be respected. And then you have the right to not be misunderstood when you assert your rights.
Did you find that at this event there were more women attending or more men? And if you had to make a guess about who is more interested in this topic or who really kind of needs to build these skills, would you say it would be men or women?
So I really hate to kind of judge somebody on their gender. But I do believe that there were more female-identified folks there at the event, as there were no male-identified folks there. So I feel like it's really interesting to women where they can, women-identified folks, where they can have more of a say and have more power in this, like, yes means yes affirmativeness.
Are there hopes to do events like this every year with the Women's Center?
Yeah, so this workshop is part of Consent Week. So we put on Consent Week with this year the Office of Student Conduct, Housing and Residence Life at UMD, and a whole bunch of other departments. And what we're doing is we're getting the word out about consent. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and how the Women's Resource and Action Center at UMD treats it. We have Consent Week, and then we have varied events throughout the month, just kind of getting the word out, putting ourselves out there, because we are an excellent resource that people can use. We're all have the advocates, have this, the program to aid victims of sexual assault, and we also have been starting to work. We do events like this. We do events all about feminism, and yeah.
And of course, there are sexual assaults where there's absolutely no question in anybody's mind that an assault has been committed. And then there are sexual assaults that kind of stem from this ambiguousness about, did I say yes? Did I say no? You know, did she say yes? Did she say no? So it really does sound like, regardless of who attended the workshop, it is a conversation that everybody needs to take part in.
Mm-hmm. And consent is a conversation within itself. It's constant. It's ongoing. You are checking in with each other, whether that be with body language or like just saying like, hey, is this okay? Or like, do you want to take things further? Just, you know, asking those reaffirming questions to like make sure somebody's safety is respected, and they are respected.
Jade, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us about this morning. Fascinating conversations taking place on this campus all the time. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Jada Morse is an intern with the Women's Resource and Action Center here on the UMD campus.